how's that drum banging working out for you? Do these guys ever have a follow-up hit? I don't think so.
For your information, this song is by Todd Rundgren, who is a pop genius who has more than one hit to his credit.
Thanks, Mr. Fact Checker. Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always online at npr.org. This is the mostiest thing that we've ever did. It's the most. All right. People love
nice
the
intro.
Most. Yeah. This is our 10th to last most, or 9th to last, if you're counting. So these are some collections of things that have been passed around, the most bandied about the internet. Let's start with the sad and try to work our way up. Go ahead, Trish.
Yeah, I'm sorry to bring us down right away, but I figure you can all make up for me later.
Maybe some Todd Rundgren music can be used to restore the mood.
Maybe something can. Actually, though, this is really interesting because I have the number one story on Google Trends today, the number one search term, excuse me, to be precise. And, you know, often when I wake up early in the morning and check Google Trends, there's something on there, and then it moves way down the list, but it's still at number one this morning at this time. So the name is Todd Doxey, and he is a freshman. He's a University of Oregon football player, and he died over the weekend. He apparently jumped into a river off of a bridge to go swimming and got caught up in the currents, became fatigued, and had difficulty keeping his head above water and drowned. So people in Oregon are searching him, his name. People in San Diego, where he's from, are searching him. There's also a concentration of searches in Brooklyn, New York. I'm not at all sure why that would be. I think that might just be coincidental. So Todd Doxey, he was 19 years old. He was a freshman defensive back for the University of Oregon.
So Dan, that is a sad story about someone who is missing. So bring us up.
I'll see what I can do, Mike.
Yeah.
We get a most emailed here from Yahoo News. Asteroid cruises past Earth with a partner. A good-sized asteroid is going to be flying past our planet right now. It's going to be closer to Earth today than on any other day, but it turns out it's actually two giant rocks.
Yeah, I know. You know how I know? You know how I know? Because we did it in the ramble.
We
rambled it.
Where's my story?
I thought you were going to talk about Steve Fawcett, who's another guy who's missing.
Oh, right. Yeah. I printed out the wrong article.
Wow, this just shows that people are really going to miss us.
He was getting coffee for us.
You know,
he was doing a survey.
Check your email, Dan.
He got us coffee. Come on.
It's that sort of commitment to professionalism that has marked the show.
How about, Dan? We'll
inception.
Come back to you. Go ahead and Google.
I've been a little distracted today. Sorry, guys.
You got 2 weeks, Dan.
That's it. Dan, it was fun. You're fired.
Is it warm in here?
Laura Silver.
Hi, this is good news on the global front.
Worst most ever.
It was just remosted.
Dan, why don't you go bang on the drum all day and get out of here?
Well, I can only deliver this story because Dan Pashman got me a cup of coffee and a bagel.
Okay.
Thank you. And it is good news. Breakthrough in the fight against malaria globally. And malaria parasites, the way they get into people, is they get inside us and they grow on the red blood cells. And then they release other parasites and that continues the cycle. So researchers in Australia have found a key to something that might stop the flow of malaria inside the blood.
Oh, this could be a huge step in the fight against malaria.
It really could be huge. And more than a million people are killed each year in sub-Saharan Africa. I met a young girl with malaria when I was living in Senegal, and this 5-year-old who just looked so listless all the time and had glazed over eyes, and it was, you know, it seemed like she was recovering, but it was so sad to actually see it, you know, firsthand. So this is really exciting. Researchers in Melbourne think they might have a way to stop malaria from spreading inside the body.
All right.
Stay tuned.
And that is one of the most popular at the BBC. I don't know if you said that.
Yep.
Here we go to the LA Times and a story about the mooning of trains at Laguna Niguel, I think is how you pronounce the name of the town. It started about 29 years ago, and the patrons at Mugs Away Saloon noticed that the train was always passing by, and a patron said, "Hey, I'll buy a round of beers for anyone who goes out and moons the train." Well, in the last almost 30 years, this tradition has grown and grown and grown until 8,000 would-be butt-bearers showed up along the Amtrak tracks, and police were there, and they were trying to dissuade people from mooning and flashing. It did not work. The mooning occurred. I have no idea if the people on the train had any... Laguna Niguel. 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 All right, so it turns out it's Laguna Niguel, but it turns out that they showed their bottoms. And no one was arrested, thankfully.
Oh, thank God.
Mm-hmm. Ian?
Yeah, I have kind of a crazy story. Apparently, there are these people who moon Amtrak trains. I'm just kidding.
Come on, tell me about the asteroid.
I have a most emailed from the BBC. It's a very short story. Basically, this ref at a league soccer game in Belarus has been suspended for reffing while drunk. And not a lot of story here, but I encourage you to go online and find this video. Initially, he said that he had back pain. This guy is, if I could invent a drunk person, like, he was just short of having bubbles coming out and hiccup sound.
And two X's over his eyes.
Right. He's so drunk. But I, because this is kind of a non-story, I just did a little Google of other things that have happened while people were drunk. Australian man charged with driving a wheelchair while drunk. One article called "The Perils of Excavating in Quarries While Drunk." Not a good idea. Matthew McConaughey apparently lost his flip-flops while drunk. So you don't want to do anything drunk is the message to be learned here.
Especially
I would say
more
that
drinking.
50% of the entertaining articles on the internet involve people being drunk and doing dumb things.
Yeah. They did have best movies to watch while drunk, and Rappin' made it, and so did Out for Justice with Steven Seagal.
Mm-hmm. A lot of Steven Seagal movies are better while drunk, as is evidenced by the fact that Seagal was drunk while he made it.
True, true.
What do you got, Matt?
I have one of the most viewed right now at NPR. It's a story in our series on Latino voters, specifically about Senator Obama's lead among Latinos and how the pendulum is pretty much swinging back toward the Democrats after President Bush made huge inroads 4 years ago in Latino
community. He didn't win the Latino vote, though.
He made inroads.
But swinging back, not swinging from the other side, but from, like, almost in the middle.
There you go. So it's
one of those pendulums.
One of those very, very complicated pendulums. NPR's Jennifer Ludden profiled a Virginia man whose political evolution reflects his Latino community.
Ernesto Alas is obsessed with politics. He voted for President Bush twice, and he loved the president's support for legalizing millions of immigrant workers. When hundreds of thousands of Hispanics marched in the streets 2 years ago, Alas was there with his wife and four children, proudly holding the flag of El Salvador, the country he left 25 years ago.
Aquí estamos!
But by September 2006, when I met Alas on the National Mall in Washington, he was frustrated. The rallies were fizzling. Congress was blocking President Bush's immigration efforts. Midterm elections loomed.
This time, it's going to change my vote. It's going to change it.
The fallout from the increasingly polarized immigration debate changed a lot of Hispanic votes. Many were pushed by a slew of Republican campaign ads that fall targeting illegal immigrants. This one in Rhode Island linked the use of Mexican consular ID cards to terrorism.
Fraudulently obtained can be used to gain access to other documentation, to get a driver's license, enter government buildings, board airplanes. Mayor Steve Laffey accepts Mexican ID cards that can threaten our security.
2 years later, a backlash is shaping up.
There is a new incredible energy in the Latino community.
Simon Rosenberg heads NDN, a Democratic think tank. He says so many Hispanics have become citizens and registered to vote in the past 2 years, he estimates they could make up 10% of the electorate this November.
In the primaries, you saw a huge tripling the number of Latino voters, and really extraordinary. And that's because this community feels that they've got to get in the game. They've got to push back against what they perceive to be the incredible racism that has exploded against them in the last few years.
This year, 78% of Hispanic primary voters voted Democratic, which brings us back to Ernesto Alas. We meet this time in a park on Capitol Hill, where Alas is a chef in one of the congressional office buildings, a place he says he can indulge his zest for politics. Alas no longer considers himself Republican. He admits he was disappointed last year when the Democratic-controlled Congress also failed to pass an immigration overhaul. But Alas has been an early and ardent supporter of Barack Obama. He thinks the candidate can relate to the concerns of low-wage immigrant workers.
He say he remember when his mother got a food stamp. That means he know exactly how the poor people, the class middle, can, you know,
lower class,
middle class, how he can work. And so he know he been before when he was a child.
tied closely to Alas's economic worries is his deep concern over the war in Iraq. For him, Obama's biggest appeal may be his intention to bring U.S. troops home.
Every single day, a lot of American people die over there, you know. Every month, how many millions, billions we spend over there? Well, we can spend in our country. We can spend doing more things than we're here, but I think the war is over a long time ago.
Alas says he has a lot of respect for John McCain, especially his efforts to legalize immigrants, but he thinks he'll continue too many of President Bush's policies, including in Iraq. Danny Vargas of the Republican National Hispanic Assembly says McCain has a reservoir of goodwill with the Hispanic community, and he takes comfort in the knowledge that Hispanics often tend to vote for the candidate over the party.
I think McCain has always demonstrated a willingness to be a leader on issues that are tough. So I think Hispanics see that as someone who's courageous and willing to do what's right.
Vargas agrees the Hispanic vote this fall could be pivotal. And in Northern Virginia, Ernesto Alas will be doing his part to make sure of it. In 2004, he was an election officer and says he was crushed when only a couple dozen eligible voters in his precinct showed up. This time, Alas believes turnout will be far higher, but he's prepared to round up voters and drive them to polls himself, just in case.
And that's NPR's Jennifer Ludden reporting. You can get links to all the stories you hear on The Most and some of the stories you hear in The Ramble, apparently, at our website, npr.org/Brian Barker.